This protein functions as a switch, bifunctional switch. In one direction, it promotes the growth of tumors. If you flip the switch in another direction, it causes death of the same cells.
And so is the idea here that if you can figure out a way to manipulate that, then you can use it to, what, destroy cells or tumor cells? Yes.
Yes, that is a very exciting possibility. The other important finding of this study is that there is another set of proteins called the epidermal growth factor receptor protein that impacts RIP1 and regulates it. And when this receptor is activated, it influences the function of RIP1. So we figured out a mechanism that regulates this switch in brain tumor cells.
We are talking in terms of brain tumors, some of the most aggressive.
Yes, glioblastoma, the most malignant brain tumor, and unfortunately also the most common type. It is very difficult to treat these tumors. And the median survival of patients is about a year, even with treatment.
Who is likely to get this kind of tumor?
Most of these tumors arise in patients who are previously healthy, so we do not know of predisposing factors.
So there's no pattern?
There is an age range, yes. So it affects people from in their 30s to 70s or even 80s.
Is there a known cause for it?
We do not know. Most of the time they arise in people who are previously healthy. And within the course of a few weeks or months, the tumor develops and they get sick quickly.
Do we have any more of a pattern for brain tumors in general?
Less is known. In a small percentage of cases, radiation may cause brain tumors. There are some genetic diseases that may cause this type of tumor.
There's no treatment for it at this point?
There is some treatment. Typically, the treatment involves surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. And that results in improvement in survival, but that's a limited benefit. The tumor is incurable in the vast majority of cases. It may extend survival for a few months, the treatments that we have.
So how important a discovery then is this with the cellular switch?
It's potentially an important discovery, but we have to see if we can actually turn the switch off and on. First in a mouse model or in a preclinical model, and then we could try this in patients.
But your hope ultimately with this is what?
Is to find a way to stop the growth of tumor cells. And that can be done potentially in two ways. You could inhibit the function of this protein RIP1 and stop its growth-promoting effect, or you could turn the switch the other way and turn on the cell death function of RIP1 and kill the tumor cells themselves specifically.
You said eventually the hope is to try to develop a treatment. How far are we away from that in general?
In general, I would be happy to, you know, see something in the next 5 or 10 years, I would say. Maybe even sooner, you never know. There's a lot of work that's going on and some approach may work.